You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome to the SRA show on In Radio, where we're covering what went down at the Student Radio Awards 2016, supported by BBC Radio 1 and Global. Coming up, you'll hear clips with all 16 winners on the night and some guest speakers too, so brace yourself for tears, laughs and lots of really happy students.
This is Scott here for the SRA, and we've just had the first winners of the night. Guys, well done. Can you introduce yourselves and shout out your station?
Hi, I'm James Harris, Head of Sport at Fly FM.
And I'm Josh Wing, I was the Deputy Head of Sport at Fly FM.
And you've just picked up the gold for Best Event or Outside Broadcast. Can you tell us about your project that won the prize?
Well, it's just... this is what is really surprising. It's just a Varsity series, more than anything else. But we tried to cover as many events as possible. We've had a new thing introduced by both at Trent and Uni of in the series by the sporting directors and execs. And it was a Super Wednesday, so it was trying to cram as many sports as possible into one day. So all my sports get good amount of coverage. And I think that's what we did more than anything, Josh, wasn't it? We were just trying to cover as many sports as possible, trying to keep the quality up. Social media was going through the roof. At one stage, Notts Varsity was trending number one in the UK, and we have a number one account.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
So we've just found out the winner of the Best Student Radio Chart Show, supported by Global, for 2016. And can you believe it?
Absolutely not. This is the first time Livewire's won gold in 11 years, and the last person who won that was Greg James. We worked so incredibly hard for the show. So much effort was put in by these two boys as well. Harry co-presented the show, Alex produced. We worked so hard for this, and to have it finally pay off is absolutely, it's quite emotional. It's absolutely incredible, and we're so incredibly grateful for that.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it was like, because we did it on Valentine's Day, so we did all like theme things during Valentine's, so we texture X'd and all stuff like that. So we didn't really think, we thought it was actually too cheesy to win, but we're very happy that it won.
I really think it does go to show the direction that Livewire's moved in recently.
I agree.
In the last couple of years particularly, we've worked so hard, and to finally win something that shows that is honest, is incredible.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
It's the Best Technical Achievement, supported by BBC Design and Engineering. And I'm with the winners now. Guys, shout out your names and your station.
David Clark, ULY.
Adam Brain.
Andy Durant.
And your project was called Beat the Buzz, is that correct?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about what it was?
So we had a horrible ground hum on our output for years that engineers have been trying to get rid of. So we decided to actually get rid of it for once and for all. So we got rid of all of our analogue audio path and replaced it with a complete digital one, just to clean it up.
All audio over IP.
And how many sort of, you know, man hours did that take you?
Years, technically, yeah. It's a 3-year project. Many hours over many years.
Lots of alumni funding, crowdfunding campaigns, grant applications, stuff like that.
Well, I'm sure the big sigh of relief was obviously when you did get it fixed, but how do you feel now that you've got it fixed and you've got a nice smashing award to go with it?
It's just amazing. Such a relief that it's kind of been recognised by someone as being as big as it actually was.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Scott here for the SRA, and I'm with the winners of the Best Multi-Platform Initiative, supported by Broadcast Bionics. It is Space UK by LSR. Guys, how do you feel?
Good.
I'm excited.
I feel good. I feel fulfilled.
I feel great.
No, you're being so humble. Deep down, we're jumping up with joy. We were just two-stepping just now, but obviously you can't see, but... yeah.
My heart was pounding. I could feel my blazer just doing put on before. So
I'm happy for you too. I'm happy for the other guys that run it.
You just spoke to Yasmin and JJ there, and you put a little plug in. This is another time you can put a little plug in. Can you tell us about Spice UK?
So spiceukonline.com is an online platform for young creatives who want to influence influential. We have a radio show every single Wednesday night, 8 till 9 o'clock, and we cover controversial topics like would you send your kids to private school and stuff like that. We have international callers, people calling from all around the country, and we play Afro-Caribbean music, but on our website we have vlogs and blogs from all different types of people. We also now going into schools, doing workshops, trying to educate young people on different careers in the media industry that they may not know about.
It's bigger than just radio, so it's like deep down, like it's something that means a lot to all of us. So it's not just radio, it's something more.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
This is Scott for the SRA. I was just waiting to speak to Anya Lawrence and James from URN about their best speech programming, Gold, and I got a bit held up because what happened, Anya?
I just won silver for best interview.
Incredible. So let's talk about that first. The interview, who was it with?
It was with a gentleman called David Chirac, who at the time was 18 years old, and he at that time was part of MGTOW, which is an organisation which bans women from the lives of men.
Well, congratulations on the silver for that.
Thank you very much.
As the sort of person that puts together the SRA's podcast, we have featured the 19% before, and I personally sat and listened to it, and it's incredible. And I think tonight we are not really going to get many sort of better stories than that, so it's so well deserved. But for the people that haven't heard it, can you tell us about the 19%?
That's so kind of you. So the 19% is ultimately a platform for women to share their stories about gender inequality. I tend to stay away from remote facts and statistics and instead focus on the women and their stories of gender inequality. So that kind of ranges from gender identity to rape and violations of consent. And I could not be more proud of the women who shared their stories with me. It's a very intimate thing to do, and I'm just so proud of all of them. I can't believe it.
James, it is an incredible thing, and student radio was a great platform to put it on, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. I think that there's such a difference between making something like this for a big name radio station and being able to do it from a student perspective on a student platform gives it the unique taste of realism that you need for something like this.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
So we just had the Gold for best interview here at the Student Radio Awards. Can you shout out your name and your station, please?
I'm Will Brooks, and I'm representing Expression FM of Exeter.
Great. And you're not the only person in the room. Can you show your name and your station, please?
It was an honour to give out the award. I'm Tim Jones. I work as a producer on the Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2.
So let's talk a little bit about your interview. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so I interviewed Julian Tagg, who is the chairman of Exeter City Football Club. I was lucky enough through my connections with Expression FM to work very closely with the football club. I really enjoyed doing football commentary on Exeter City. And just as I was kind of wrapping up my time with Expression FM, Exeter City decided to raise the student ticket prices. And he was kind enough to grant me the chance to interview him about that. And I, you know, quizzed him on that and why he decided to kind of hit the students hard with this kind of increase in the student ticket prices. He got very flustered as to what the situation was, how they compared their prices to other people, and I'd like to think I made it a difficult interview whilst being very kind of polite to him.
In terms of, obviously, sometimes interviews kind of play out like that. When you are an interviewer and you do catch your interview out with someone like that, what is the best way to proceed?
If you go and do any sort of media course about how to do interviews, or a student radio training day about how to do interviews, one thing everyone always says is listen. Listen to what your guest says. And clearly that's what's happened in this case, because the only way to pick up on what they say and to catch them out, if that's what you're trying to do, I mean, normally you're looking for something to pick up on and maybe, you know, discuss further with them rather than catch them out necessarily, but the only possible way on earth you can do that is by listening. So it's so simple and mundane, but clearly to get gold you have to be someone who can interview while listening to what the other person's saying, and anyone in student radio should take everything from that and just remember to do your preparation, do your brief, have a few questions in mind, but goodness me, listen and then react to what they say.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
It's on to best sports programming, supported by BBC Radio 5 Live, and I'm joined by two men here right now. Guys, show your names.
Tim. Colin.
So, obviously, Tim, Yeah. You are the one that's picked up best sports programming.
Holding this fine Garnet Award. It's beautiful, actually. This is the first proper award I've won. I have a plastic one at home for my local, for my student radio station, but this is the first proper award I've. I say I. My whole department has won my. It's a team project. Well, we won for the whole department for Raw Sport, which encompasses so many things.
Tim, you are obviously leading the way with sports programming and student radio. Colin, you've had so much experience in your career. For people that are thinking about entering it in the future, if you could give one piece of advice each, what would it be?
That's really easy for me, because I've always given the same from the start, really. It's 2 hours off air for every hour on air. Mm. 3 hours show, 6 hours prep. Fight and Talk is the exception, because that's a 1 hour show with a lot more than 2 hours prep. Yeah. But ultimately, if you're doing a 2-3 hour show a day, devote double the amount of time off air as on air. Research properly. Listen to what, you know, go in. You can write questions, but actually you've got to research the person so you can listen to the answers, and you're not
exactly
looking for your next
you've
question and all that. So it is really about that. It's a great, I think you can fool people sometimes in television. You can't fool. You can't fool as a writer or a radio broadcaster. You can't get away with it.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
Scott here for the SRA, and I'm with two people who have been on this podcast probably more than me tonight. Anya and James from URN, another gold. how do you feel this time?
Well, my voice went very high pitched for a little while, and I could not get my words out, but like, it's just elation. It's so crazy. It's something that we've been not working towards, but something that we've had in our vision for a very long time, and to be up on that stage twice is absolutely mind blowing.
Well, the award was for the 19% again. James, how much journalistic prep actually went into the show?
When it comes to journalistic, we spent, how long was it? 2 days straight, almost, editing 5 20-minute podcasts together to put out once a day in the run-up to International Women's Day. And I think that was probably our best work in the end, to be honest with you. But in terms of journalistic prep, It's a real mixture between us. Anya collates and grabs the stories and finds the perfect tone for the interviews, and it's just a case of finding what stuff is important to the listener.
Chris Smith, thank you for joining us. Obviously, James and Anya here would be fantastic future parts of a news team, potentially at Radio 1. But a lot of prep goes into what you do on a daily basis, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's exactly the sort of prep that these guys do. And it's all about whether radio is delivered, old school on FM or digital or DAB or whatever it is. There's a lot of debate about that. But Anya absolutely hits the nail on the head when she says what it is all about is telling stories. And the stories that they chose to tell were stories that go untold too often. And the fact that they, marked International Women's Day by telling a few more of those stories is a massive tribute to them. They are, massively impressive, really, really deserving prize winners. These guys are the future, absolutely.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
Scott here for the SRA, and I'm with the gold winner for the best specialist music programme, Jaguar Bingham from Leeds Student Radio. How do you feel right now?
Honestly, I'm so overwhelmed. I was not expecting that at all.
So tell us a bit about your show, because you got a lot of amazing feedback from Steve Lamack, who also joins us.
Yeah, I mean, like, the past few years I've been doing a radio show on LSR called Dangerous Jag. Dance music was kind of my thing. I've fallen in love. I really resonate with electronic music, and it's kind of just about my music passion, what I'm listening to at the moment, what I'm mixing with, and yeah, that's kind of it, really.
I think she's underselling herself, if I'm being brutally honest now, because I've been a judge for this category for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now, and one of the things I like about it is because specialist music is all about people, and obviously they're really enthusiastic about the music that they like, but you have to have a balance. You have to be enthusiastic, you have to be knowledgeable, you have to be able to impart information amongst the gushing, praise for records, and this was a show which managed to combine all those things. Everyone in this year's category had a genuine, I think, passion for the music that they played and presented it in different ways. But this was overall, I think, it just, when I listened to it, I thought, this is the sort of person, excuse me for saying this in front of you, this is the sort of person, I don't want to hex you or tempt fate with your career, but this is the sort of person which I can easily hear on a national radio station.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Radio is all about entertainment, and right now I'm with the winner of the Best Entertainment Programme supported by Communicorp UK. Can you shout out your name and your station?
My name's Tom Cross, and I'm from Surge Radio.
Can you tell us a bit about your programme that won the award?
It's quite surreal that I'm even sat here with you discussing this, because a lot of my contents come from me sort of just messing about in the studio, and it's taking snippets of my everyday life, my family, my friends, things that I spot just in general when I'm at university and beyond, and I think a lot of it rings out with other people at my university, and it's something that I really enjoy doing, and I can't believe it's actually won an award, which is just surreal, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound like you're very proud of your show, and now you could be even more prouder because it's an award-winning show.
Surreal, honestly.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
We are not with the winner of the Best Newcomer.
The winner's so arrogant, James Turner didn't even turn up.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm going to win, so I'm just going to make everyone talk about me for a bit.
He
didn't really, I'm joking. So he didn't.
But we are with someone here who has picked up the award from him.
Yeah.
So why isn't James here?
So he's doing his year in industry at the moment. He was obviously at URN last year, and they wouldn't give him the time off work. And we begged and we begged, and he couldn't do it. I'm absolutely gutted, because he also got the bronze for the URN app that he made. So he's just an amazing person, and he really deserves this. So I'm really happy.
Bless. Being a newcomer and being like awarded for a newcomer, you need a lot of personality. So let's do something a bit weird right now. I want you to try and think in James's mindset.
Okay.
What would his award speech have been as James?
I just, it's just like, yeah, it's just, thanks. I didn't even like know about radio like a year and a half ago. I didn't even know what a link was. But this is just amazing. Yeah, cool. Cool, thanks.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.
We're talking Brandon now on the SRA podcast. We've just had a fantastic win from Fly for Best Branding. Guys, can you shout out your names?
Harley Baptiste.
Matt Curtis.
And we're also joined by
Rich Clark.
So, guys, what did you actually put into your branding so that it did pick up the win?
I was the head of marketing last year, and I went in with a lot of targets specifically for marketing, and fortunately we hit them and went above and beyond, and then of course Station Sound as well fantastic last year, so the guys again went above and beyond that, and clearly our passion for it just showed.
There's a lot of freedom in student radio. Rich, what do you think makes great branding, and how do you think student radio can kind of use that freedom to make branding that you perhaps wouldn't find in commercial radio?
Well, I mean, when I was doing my student radio station, Insanity, we spent weeks and weeks coming up with the name of the radio station, let alone what the logo was going to be and how we were going to brand it on the air. So I think the important thing is that you guys will learn so much from doing that.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Well, we're getting towards the biggies tonight, and we've just had an amazing win for Jen Thomas. Well done.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Shocked, genuinely. I know everybody says this, but I never expected to win in a million years. I genuinely entered this category for the feedback, so when they announced I'd been nominated, you saw all the colour drain out of my face. So then, because Jaguar won gold for Best Specialist and I got bronze, I was convinced that Jaguar and Kerry were going to win. So when they said my name, I was looking around and like looking where to get up on stage. So happy.
Like,
thank you.
It's got here. She did. You had a little tear, didn't you, love?
Oh God, yeah, there were tears. It wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow tears.
No,
the
it
whole
wasn't
way,
that bad.
The whole, I'm showing my age now. Whole way walking up stage was don't fall, don't trip.
You must be pleased though.
I'm ecstatic.
We've worked together over summer on festivals, and I have noticed that you always say yes, and even, you know, you've said yourself, putting in just for feedback, that's such a good attitude to have, and you know, you're a really hard-working person. Scott, hard work is just, it's so much of the battle, isn't it?
Here's my thing, right? It's like, radio, it is increasingly hard to get into, but what I love about Student Radio Awards, and I've been here for so many years, is the fact that young people love what I actually do for a job, and like, I've wanted to do this since I was 8 years old, so I actually get a bit emotional about it every year, because it's like I see the passion and I love that, and I like, that's why I love it, like seeing people win tonight. Like, it's so good, because like when I was young, nothing like this really happened, and it was like, if it did, if I won this kind of thing tonight, I would be absolutely made up, because it's just a little bit of like recognition for what you do. And sometimes you can feel that you're not doing it to anyone, it's like a really small level, but just to be recognised for one night like this is incredible. And that, like, you know, and that's what I used to do. I used to do little radio shows. I used to do, like, and then I was lucky enough to like get a radio gig. But you still feel sometimes when you're sat in that box that no one really cares. And it's just nice to have that recognition. So yeah, that's what tonight's all about.
I'm feeling a lot of radio love, so I'm going to stop the recording.
Thank
We're going to have
you.
A big radio love hug.
Oh, yes, please.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
We're on to Best Male now at the Student Radio Awards 2016. I'm joined by Yasmin, who presented the award.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is...
Mo.
From?
Leeds Student Radio.
Mo, well done. Could you tell us a little bit about the kind of things that you put into your demo? What kind of presenter are you?
I mean, I was saying this before off mic, and I'll say it again, like, Yaz and the One Extra Crew are my complete and total inspiration for why I even wanted to do radio. Like, people like Yaz, Mr. Jam, Twin B, these are people I grew up listening with. So anything that I could emulate when I was in first year to do exactly the same thing as them was great. And now I've graduated and I've gotten to this point where someone finds me entertaining is, you know, it's an honour.
And Yasmin, you have been our mission control tonight with JJ, going backstage, which, you know, because we're at the Student Radio Awards, kind of makes you like a radio astronaut, which is two amazing jobs packed into one.
It really is.
You were saying this is your first time at the Student Radio Awards. Mm-hmm. How have you found it?
I found that I love students, and I forgot how much craziness goes on in a student's world. Because I went to uni and I did student radio, and I did forget like how much fun you actually just have. But I found it quite difficult being an astronaut. A, and B, being an astronaut that isn't drunk, but dealing with drunken aliens. That's what I found difficult. But I've had a great time. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm so chuffed that I was invited to come along and just get involved in all the craziness.
Well, to end this with a space-related pun, it's clear we've got a new star here, haven't we, Mo?
Oh, God.
I got one for you, and he looks like he's over the moon.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
So, tonight we've had some tears, we've had a lot of laughter, but I think I'm with perhaps the first person who's pretty much speechless after winning their award. The Kevin Greening Award, such an incredible achievement and award to win. Well, Faye from LSR, you guys have had an amazing night, haven't you?
Oh, God, yeah. Mo Ayoub, who has won Best Male, is honestly one of the loveliest people I've ever met. Jaguar Bingham has won Specialist Music. Lauren has got silver for Best Newcoming. Spice UK have won a double gold. Like, we had 13 nominations, and which is amazing. And we've won so many great awards, and I'm so pleased for everyone.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
As you may have just heard, we now know the winner of Best Station for the Student Radio Awards 2016. It's come home, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we're both just incredibly overwhelmed. It's 4 weeks of work after we've graduated in the studios. It's working solidly. We did all-nighters. We've listened to so many pieces of audio to get the best of our station.
And it's
pulled off.
It's just worth saying, like, obviously there's that joke about it's coming home, and we have done really well in the past with student radio, which, you know, we know.
Yeah.
But while that's amazing, we're really proud of our legacy, that's not our year. Like, we were first years or not even at the station. So for us, it's not about having a big legacy. It was about me and Han and the rest of the station performing our best for our year. We don't think about the past, we think about our year. So
yeah,
we're just so proud of what we've done.
And it's not just, when we say our year, we don't just mean myself and Jess, we mean everyone in the team. There are so many people who stayed behind
with
us. Big team. We've got 40 of us here tonight, and everyone is everyone I think has featured in that entry in some way. Maybe they're producing it or presenting on it. Everyone was in that entry.
Well, congratulations to both and the whole station.
Thank you.
To be proud of.
There you have it. That concludes the winners of the Student Radio Awards 2016, supported by BBC Radio 1 and Global. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.